Firebug is my guest today. This is what they sound like. You're in for a good treat.
Lord, there's a mountain over me. So high, sometimes I just can't see. Feet don't fail me now. Just one more step, just one more mile.
Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is John Hirschfield, and my guest today is Firebug. Say hello, Firebug.
Hello, world.
I have Juliet and Jules of Firebug fame. They're going to play some songs for us, and we're going to chat for a bit. And well, why don't we just start off with that song? That's from your new EP, End of the World. The name of that song is Paradise. Tell me a little bit about it.
I don't know. It's a song that we wrote a few months ago, and
how long than that?
I don't know. How long has it been in Lustre?
Oh, it's been probably half a year.
Okay, fine. 6 months ago, so it's pretty new, and we're gonna do an acoustic version of it.
Awesome. Why don't we go right into the acoustic version of it?
Lack of analysis
just
there.
Just so we have that Kill Radio exclusive and people can compare the two versions, see which they enjoy more. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about where you guys come from and what you're all about.
Okay, great.
So this is Firebug on Is Good on killradio.org. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
there's a mountain over me. So high, sometimes I just can't see. Feet don't fail me now. Just one more step, just one more mile. Of rest. For me today, I feel like the spring, the spring, the spring. I start all over again. And I'll be slipping, slipping into
sounds the same to me. I was just listening on the headphones. I can't tell the difference. There's no drums. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Firebug. If anyone wants to instant message me or Firebug, the AOL instant messenger handle is Kill Radio Station. That's one word, Kill Radio Station. So you guys are from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Wicker Park area, Chicago.
And how long have you been making music together?
Oh, my.
Long time.
Many, many, many moons. No, I don't know, like 8 years?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Like 5 years ago.
And was Firebug always a collaborative project? And is it mainly the two of you are the genesis of the project, and then you have other band members that fulfill the sound?
Well, at the beginning of Firebug, it was kind of more of a... Firebug was like the four of us, more so, like at the beginning. And then we went through some different players.
The two of us is the core, though, always.
Right. We've always been like the core. But we've had different drummers and different, throughout our
sure.
excursion through our musical journey or whatever. But right now, everybody's great, Juliet and I have always been like the core of the band.
We're the dictators of the group.
Yeah, the dictators. Like George Bush, dictators.
Do you see yourselves more as a live performance act or as recording artists?
Both, I guess. We enjoy doing both, as long as we get the opportunity to do both, we'll you know, perform as much as we can and record as much as we can.
And you've taken the show around a bit. I read a little bit about you on your website, firebugmusic.com, and also you have a MySpace page,
yeah.
MySpace/Firebug. You were in New York for a while, or you did a couple shows
yeah,
there?
Yeah, briefly, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
we had
been there a couple times.
Yeah, we just had a show at
CBGB's. We played
it. Cool. Yeah, that's like a great place.
In October.
Been there.
And yeah. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I guess they're staying open for another year, so that's a good thing.
Awesome.
Supposedly. Yeah, so that's a good thing.
So.
And have you been playing out live a lot in L.A.?
Yeah, you know, pretty consistently, I guess. Once a month, maybe. Sometimes twice. It depends. Like, once acoustically and once with, like, the band kind of.
We had a full band. We did, like, an EP release for this EP, End of the World, at
Spaceland
on
December.
The 21st. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. And
when's our next show? I don't remember.
Because
it's before noon and the brain is not functioning.
Actually, playing out in Ventura at this place.
I'll ask the questions here. When's your next show?
Sorry.
We are playing in Ventura, like in early February, like mm-hmm. February 9th at a club called Nicolby's, I think that's the name of it. And then we're playing at Hangar 1018 in March.
Cool.
Which is downtown. And I'm trying to think. There's other things pending here and there, but yeah, we're also working in the studio still, because we actually just got finished recording some new material with our new bassist Ian Solomon, and we're going in like late January to start mixing. Like, we did 5 songs with him, so.
And this EP, is this your first release? As a band?
It's our third release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where can people get this? The End of the World EP.
From us. Only right now.
Well, where can people get to you? Through your website, then?
Yeah.
Or MySpace is the best MySpace. Place, probably. Like, go to myspace.com/firebug. Or the website, too. If you sign up on the mailing list, we had a thing where we're kind of giving away the EP, sending them to people if they sign up for the mailing list. So we still have that going on. So sign up, and we'll send it out to you.
Do you have a little thing that says, you know, would you like to receive promotional offers and special events?
Yeah.
Pretty much, I guess.
Uncheck here if you don't not want stuff from us. You guys want to go into another song, and then I'll ask you a bunch of questions about how you both got into music and found each other.
Okay.
Cool.
That sounds great.
You want to play?
You're listening to Firebug on Is Good with John Hirschfield, killradio.org.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Boy and girl, just 16, high as a kite with bloodshot eyes. Youth and wit on your side, no worries on your mind. You're in for a rude awakening. Through the smoke and the disguise, there's a little bit of me in your eyes. All the things that I used to do, so carefree and just like you. I was in for a rude awakening. 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 Oh, I was in for a rude awakening. In for a rude awakening. 'Cause when you're old and your money's spent and you got a child, can't pay your rent, your job has gone overseas, you'll be down on your knees. You're in for a rude awakening. In for a rude awakening. Oh, I was in for a rude awakening. In for a rude awakening.
Aren't we all? So.
Going out to Judge Alito.
Yeah.
Oi.
Uh-oh.
I was actually talking some trash about him earlier in the show when I came in. I was like, because they're always talking about this alumni organization that he belonged to.
Caps.
Cops.
Is that what they call it?
Something like that. And like, you know, like one of their main, the main concepts behind this organization is, you know, to keep women from going to Princeton.
Oh yeah, we don't want any of that.
That's just lovely.
And I was saying, I'll ask the questions that no senators are willing to ask. Judge Alito, isn't that gay?
Closet gay Republicans.
They have an organization of gay Republicans, and they're called the Log Cabin Republicans.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't know why
they
don't think that's funny.
That's very
confuses
odd.
Me.
Yeah.
Very confusing times we live in. Right
now. So, Jules, what convinced you to pick up a guitar one day and become a musician?
Fighting parents. Yes.
Like professional fighting parents?
Yeah, they're professional at it. Yeah.
Oh, parents. I thought you said parrots.
Oh, yeah, fighting parrots. Oh, no, somebody will take that as a band name. That's it, fighting parrots. We're the fighting parrots. No, pretty much, yeah. Yeah. I mean, kind of rebelling against, like, you know, household problems. And,
you had to find a creative outlet.
Just that outlet was just, like, the way I escaped from all that was just to kind of just get more involved in playing music, you know, and just kind of phasing that out. And it just evolved into me, like, just becoming more interested in taking it more seriously and
what were some of your early influences?
Well, I was more into, like, more the extreme, heavier rebellious music at the time, like Black Sabbath and the Brit metal, like when I was really little, like, that was kind of my thing at first, and then it kind of evolved. I started listening more like to Led Zeppelin later on, and then that evolved more into like bands like Soundgarden, and then that evolved more into, like, you know, I listen to a lot of variety of bands. Those are like bands from the past, but I do tend to like a lot of the bands from the past, like a lot of the classic bands. I dig on like Floyd and Zeppelin and The Who, and you know, that those are my favorites. And there's some new bands out there I'm digging on too, but I kind of lean more that way, you know.
Get out. Really? No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Do you both share in the songwriting process?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what about you, Julia? What got you involved in music?
I just really, really always have really liked music.
Just always been a musical person.
I love to sing and love to listen to music. No real reason other than that, really, other than, you know, the way it made me feel. You know, I love the emotional, thing or whatever you get from music, or something, you know, it's a release, you know, sometimes, or, you know, what the hell was I trying to say? I guess I just like the emotional aspect of it that you get from it.
And in your songs, do you both write the lyrics as well as the music together?
Juliet writes. She's a lyricist. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, when you're writing the lyrics to these songs, are you talking more about, you know, looking back on events in your life, or is it about a specific idea,
sometimes
emotions, telling stories?
It varies, you know. If it's going back on something that's personal, I try to, I wouldn't say so much make it vague, but leave it open enough where other people who listen to it can draw their own conclusion and make up their own story from it, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to hear a song where it ended with, like, and his name was Edward Smith. <You know? laughs> And he lives at this address.
I don't know. And other times I don't even think about what the hell I'm writing. I just, it's just there, and it's something that just happens.
Well, that's, yeah, that's the best. That's the best where it just comes out of you, and it's not, you know, preconceived.
I guess we're fairly, like, she has a, you have a serious, like sense of your lyrics have that serious overtone, you know, we kind of have that going on, and that's just, you know, that's just what we're about, you know, that's part of our whole aura, our sound, our name, whatever, you know, it's just...
We're serious.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we're not like the fun, you know, like...
Well,
yeah,
we are, it depends.
Some songs, I guess, yeah, but mostly, you know, we're pretty, obviously, in Paradise and songs like that, you know,
right.
It's pretty deep stuff, so, you know, I think anyways, but, you know.
And do you find yourselves, do you feel like you're locked into a genre? I mean, is it straight rock, or do you push the envelope with that? How do you define your sound? Other people are going to go ahead and do it for you. You might as well.
I don't know. Yeah, we're a rock band through and through, you know. I mean, first and foremost, but I mean,
I think we follow the blueprint, but not on purpose, but I think we,
well, we have we, other influences, or I mean,
of the, like, you know, folk, some of the,
oh, we're talking,
no,
about,
go ahead. Go ahead.
We have the folk, you know, that comes in there, I guess, when we play acoustically, and then there's a little bit of a blues influence sometimes, you know.
That blues
you might not hear it, but there's
definitely
a little bit of a soul influence in there too sometimes, you know. So I wouldn't say we're totally locked in, but
I think we follow the blueprint. A lot of the older bands, like bands like Zeppelin, and for example, like, you know, there wasn't a certain, like, okay, you know, this record's gonna, every song's gonna have the same kind of flavor and sound, you know. We kind of like just go with whatever, you know. We'll write an acoustic song that's completely different, and then we have a song Deaf Ears we have is like, you know, more riff rock kind of, and then, you know, we have a song like Paradise, which is more like kind of more Zeppelin-esque, kind of classic rockish. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't like to compare our band, but
right.
I mean we're all influenced.
Well, it's taken,
you know,
us a long time to refine that, because when we first got together we'd have like one song, you know, completely on the opposite end of the spectrum from, you know, another, which is fine and everything, but, you know, we're still kind of like that, but just a little bit more refined.
We've definitely come more into our own sound.
Not as drastic.
We were more way all over the map before. Like, now it's like it's come together. Like,
yeah. So, like, before you both had to find ways to compromise to get a song out, and now it's more like you're both going towards the same goal,
yeah,
when you start out with a new song.
But I think having the approach of being all over the map at the beginning has helped us to kind of lead us to where we're at now,
because we weren't really
it's
thinking
kind
of, about it,
yeah,
too much.
Of course.
Instead of just being like, okay, well, we have to follow this formula,
but other people would hear it and,
yeah,
be like, oh my god, well, you know,
yeah, we'd freak people out,
agents or whatever, or somebody at a record
that's
company,
what's all
like
about,
what the hell is, I really like this one song, but what the hell is that one over there, where did that come from? You really need to be a little bit more consistent.
Yeah. Can't please all the people all the time.
But exactly.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Unless you're like me and you can't please anyone. So you guys want to go into another song?
We'll try.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do this song, Smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, let me bring the mic down here. 1 second.
Say when.
Hold on, sorry.
Became tough as nails, as cold as the snow. Fortified, just like concrete. It's what it takes, my friend, to survive these streets. But when you smile, I smile with you, like nature does to the rain, the snow, and the moon. When you smile, I smile with you, like nature does to the rain, the snow, me and you. Just a dreamer with no known direction. Well, you could tear me down with love and affection. But in front of me, there stands an army, ready to fight, so don't you mess with me. Nature does to the rain, the snow, and the moon.
when you smile, I smile with you. Like nature does to the rain, the snow, me and you.
You're listening to Firebug on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org. You guys are great. You guys are really, really quality musicians. It's fantastic. Juliet, you have a very sort of identifiable style of singing. Has it always been that way, or is that something you developed over the years? Are there vocal influences that you have?
I think that I kind of probably had that in the beginning and then got away from it as we were experimenting when we met, and then kind of came full circle back around to being identifiable again, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, whatever.
I don't know.
Tell me about playing live. What are some of your best and worst experiences?
Oh, gee. Worst experiences.
I don't know. I have to think about it.
Have you ever been playing a venue and like halfway through your set, you're like, man, this place sucks. This audience sucks.
Yeah.
This set sucks.
We had a show at Cactus Club in Milwaukee, and when I used to play a Stratmore live, I was so upset because the band before us, they were really mean, nasty, and like there was like nobody there, and we were like, man, what's going on? You know, it was just whatever. They came all the way from Philadelphia too to play.
Oh, I remember them now. Yeah,
no names.
And they're all upset because there wasn't an audience.
It was nobody's fault because they were from out of town, and we were from out of town, and it was just whatever that happened. Yeah. It happens, you know.
They drove a little further than we did, you know, because we're coming from Chicago. Uh-huh. But it was just a bad experience for us, and I threw my Strat across the floor in front of us, and you know, the only other people there are like the other band watching us, and I threw it across the floor, and all the parts are flying all over.
Oh, man.
And that's the first time ever, like you know, really like out of frustration, you know. But
I remember
that was my worst show.
You don't usually lose your temper like that, right?
No, not this.
It's going okay today, right?
Right. That was Well, it was best that I threw it across there. And
I remember their guitar player. This makes me remember, he broke a guitar string in the middle of a song when they were playing, and he had one of those, what do you call those little wind-up thingies, you know, where you put on your tuning peg, and it just, like, mechanically,
winder,
like, a mechanical, thank you, mechanical string winder. And it was so, like, he was so efficient, like, he put the string on so fast without stopping playing the song in the middle of it that I was, like, really impressed. But we were, like, two people in the audience, and I just, and I was like, I go, man, I'm really impressed. And then whatever, the singer, she got really ticked off. She took it as an insult, even though I meant it as a compliment. And then the next day I saw on their website she had written like this
nasty thing
about me, about, you know, how my head is bigger, too big for the size of my body, and all this mean stuff.
Oh, man.
But
she probably thought you were being sarcastic, I guess.
She thought I was being sarcastic, but
I get that a lot.
Like that. I was just trying to be nice. I was like, for real. I was like, wow, I wish I could change the string that fast. But whatever. So, yeah.
And I'd say my best experience for a show, I would say, was at Spaceland on the 21st. with our new bassist Ian, and because everything's just sounded so great, and the sound was great, and the audience was great, and the bands that participated around us were really nice, and that was my best experience so far.
Yeah, everybody was really cool at night. Yeah. There was also another show we played at Mr. T's, you know, I don't know, about a year ago, and there was something kind of special about that night. I don't know. People were just really cool that were there.
You just felt like this is the audience that you're meant to be playing
for? Yeah, they were just very responsive, and it was just cool, you know? Yeah. We like it when that happens.
Yes,
of course.
It's nice, yeah.
What kind of response have you had to your recorded releases? You said you had two or three other releases before this EP?
Yeah.
We had a record called Fragile, and that was our first, and then we had a record called Footsteps to the Sun, which we kind of released last year, which is a full length.
People liked Fragile, it seemed like, quite a bit. The production wasn't as good as Footsteps to the Sun that came after that, but the songs on there people really seemed to like. And we had a lot of energy on that one, pushing it, getting it out there. Footsteps to the Sun, I don't think as many people have heard it, just because we didn't push it as hard.
Were these all released independently?
Yeah. On our label, yeah. Buddha Belt Records. Yeah,
that's on our own.
Label, yeah.
And is that part of the storyline for you? You guys looking to get with a bigger label?
Oh, sure, you know.
We'd take it.
The price is right.
Yeah. If they give it.
Yeah, it'd be nice, you know. As far as like getting PR-wise and mm-hmm. just having our record
just
out
being
there
able to
available
get out there
for
and
people
do it,
in other
and do
places.
What we like to do, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It'd be nice. So
you guys want to play another song from the EP so people can hear what they're gonna be getting?
Let me.
I mean, I can just no. I mean, I can. I mean, directly from the CD, I can just play.
Oh, yeah, play it.
Oh yeah, sure.
You know, we can like do some drugs or something while it's playing.
Oh, yeah. All right,
cool.
which track should I play?
I prefer Crack if we can go out.
Well, if
we don't have
to, you come to the right place. We're very close
the
to the corner of Beverly and Crackhead
cool.
Street.
I noticed that out there.
For Everyone Wait or whatever. Well, it's up to you.
Yeah, For Everyone Waits to go on, I think.
Okay, yeah. Great. So you're listening to, this is a recorded track from their new End of the World EP. The name of this song is Forever Won't Wait by Firebug.
Oh.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
So I see, Jules, you've picked up another instrument here. What is that? That's an unusual looking guitar.
Oh, this is my dobro. Just a slide guitar for, like, you know. I've always played like slide, so I like. Oh, sorry. This is like my favorite guitar.
Well, why don't we try a song with it, and I'll do my best to manage the levels because I know it's a powerful instrument.
Put the mic.
Yeah, why don't we'll put one mic on your guitar and one on your voice, okay. And then I have that fourth one over there. I'll put on the amp for you. All right, you're listening to Is Good with John Hirschfield on KillRadio.org. My guest is Firebug, and it's a bit of an experiment at the moment because we're gonna get a really full sound this time. So hope you're prepared. You're in for a real treat.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh.
Yeah? Does it matter?
It's gonna be better.
Alright. Sorry for the dead air space. We're getting situated. Alright, you wanna put that closer? Okay.
Closer?
No, that's good. Alright, you ready?
One, two, three, four. So that's it's a pretty pretty full sound for an acoustic set, I have to say.
Thank you.
So what do you guys, looks like you're setting up for another song. What are you working on?
This song we just recorded. Actually, we recorded that one with a full band. Well, here, actually. Hello. actually, the last Smile and the last one we just did, Eyes Wide Open, and this next one, we just recently recorded with, like, in a full band setting, so...
What song are we,
this next song,
are we
playing? This next song is called Breakdown.
Oh, I just tuned to G.
Oh.
I thought you wanted to play something else.
I'll tune back.
Okay, I'll tune
sorry,
back.
Sorry.
All right. We like to play in different tunings a lot, so...
We'll have fun with
always
it.
Always switching up.
So yeah, actually the last... last two you just heard were we haven't mixed them yet, but we just recorded, like I said, with a full band and also this next one we did too. And
okie dokes, back down to A. Okie dokes.
I love it. If anybody wants to instant message us, go ahead. It's Kill Radio Station, one word, Kill Radio Station on AOL Instant Messenger. If you have a question for the band, if you have a question for me. If you have a rude comment, go ahead. Send it out.
Comment.
Yeah, why not? You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Firebug is my guest. And the next time we get to see you on stage is in Ventura in February, right?
Yeah.
So this is...
But then in March. March. Do you remember what the date was?
February 9th.
No. Oh, yeah, February 9th in Ventura, but... when are we playing
Hangar 1018 is on, I think, March 24th.
Yeah, okay, and all this information will be on your MySpace page, myspace.com/firebug. And also, you guys have a really nice website, by the way, firebugmusic.com.
Oh, thank you.
Did you guys put that together, or did you have someone else whip it up for you?
We came up with the concept, and somebody else put it together.
Right on.
Thanks.
No, Michael cool. Barker is his name.
You mentioned me. Yay.
Yeah, I know.
I had a guest a couple of weeks ago who forgot to mention his bass player. He's like talking about his band, and like he's the front man of the band. It's like his group, but he always plays with the same guys. And the guy called the station, and
are
I put
serious?
Him on the air, and he's like, "Fucker, he didn't mention me." It was great. It was classic.
Oh, did we forget to mention who our drummer is? Just so not.
Yeah, better mention him.
Ty Dennis.
Making
is
a sink.
And he also plays with the New Doors.
Yeah, he plays with the Doors.
Also,
yeah.
And our new bassist, we mentioned him before, Ian Solomon. And very happy to have him in the band. And everybody's very sound. And
so there. Come now they to can't a kick show. Our ass. Rehearsal right. Tomorrow.
Let's try this one.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I'm gonna fall.
That was awesome. That was great. That's the first time in the studio that I've had the hand clap as a musical instrument. I love it. We're almost out of time. Do you guys have time for one more song? Because I'm really loving the vibe.
This one's off the...
Which one are we doing? Okay, and now I'm going back to G2.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks everybody out there who's listening.
Yes, and for those of you who are listening, remember to tell your friends who couldn't listen that they will be able to download this later today. It'll be up on the killradio.org website. And I just got an email, an instant message from Dave, one of my favorite listeners, who's, I think he's in France right now. He was in England, but I think he moved to France, and he's a loyal Kill Radio listener, and he says, just a quick thanks to Firebug. Top session.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hopefully we'll be over in Europe someday. You can come and see us play. We very much would like to do that.
Have you guys talked about doing like one of those exhausting, all over the place kind of tours, or have you already done that?
Like,
I mean,
to,
you've been to a lot of places,
like to, but we just haven't had the resources, to do so.
is this?
It takes money, you know.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Are you guys? Is this project? Is Firebug? Is that priority number one? Are you guys professional musicians, and that's really the whole thing, or are you trying your best to make it that way around the rest of your lives?
I would say it's priority number one right now, for sure.
Awesome.
And the musicianship thing just kind of is just a part of that, I guess, you know. That's kind of how I look at it, so. You want to do Forever Won't Wait?
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. This is also off
the EP.
And he played it. John played it on the show.
Alrighty.
And this will be the last one.
Saw my train when it came in. Oh, I was late again. Eagerly I waited once again. So self-assured that he'd be back again. devil will wait for you.
Don't forget me when you're famous.
Okay.
My guest today has been Firebug, Juliet, Jules. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Our friend and listener Dave says that you guys should play the 12 Bar Club if you ever hit London. That you belong there. So maybe write that down.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
We'll be there.
All right. Take care, guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks,
and everybody,
John.
Check
Go
out
Radio Rocks rules. Whatever.
Check out firebugmusic.com and myspace.com/firebug.